This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, April 15th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Valley. Here's today's headlines. Bozeman optimistic on farm bill markup. House passes wildfire conservation measure and tariffs on lumber. Ag committee lawmakers return to Washington after the Easter recess with continued optimism that passage of a new five-year farm bill is on the horizon. Senate Ag Chairman John Bozeman said yesterday, "I say weeks rather than months. We are going to get this thing marked up soon." The farm bill passed out of the House Ag Committee in March with the support of all Republicans and seven Democrats. It now heads to the House floor for a vote, potentially as early as this month. While many farm bill elements were included in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act passed last summer, the House-passed farm bill carries a few controversial provisions, like overturning California's Proposition 12 animal welfare standard and passing legislation to protect pesticide manufacturers with lawsuits. "We're going to get it on the floor. We're whipping on the farm bill now within our conference," Representative Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin said yesterday. He said he hopes that some Democrats, quote, "will push aside this politics in this Congress and will get it to the through the floor and over the to the Senate." During the North American Ag Journalist meeting yesterday, Bozeman called the House version, quote, "a good bill," and said he just wanted to modify it a little bit. He said he'd even been open to adding authorization for year-round D15 in an upcoming farm bill if the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee agrees to it. Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar used her remarks to criticize the, quote, "middle-of-the-night deal" on SNAP and call for changes to state SNAP cost-share provisions. "If we move forward on a farm bill, it should be a piece of any negotiation," she added. Bozeman reiterated previous statements that he is not open to state SNAP cost-share delay. Take note, the Senate Ag Committee Democrats are becoming frustrated with the lack of momentum of the committee. Senator Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan said yesterday the committee is, quote, "actually one of my least active committees," and at a time when we're literally approving $12 billion in a bailout for farmers because of the tariffs. "I wish we were doing more on a farm bill draft," right? The House has worked on a farm bill draft, and like it or not like it, they've done the work, and at least there's something to react to and to think about, Slotkin said. In the Senate Ag Committee, we've been frozen since the big, beautiful bill. The House has overwhelmingly passed a bill to expedite emergency conservation program payments to producers whose land has been damaged by wildfires, sending the bill now to President Donald Trump for signature. The bill, initially introduced by Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska, passed by the Senate last month, was prompted by the devastating wildfires in her state. It would expand eligibility for payments under ECP to include emergency measures to address damages caused by a wildfire that is not caused naturally. If the damage is caused by the spread of a wildfire due to natural causes, according to a summary of the bill. The bill also would charge the Emergency Forest Restoration Program by allowing owners of non-industrial private forest land impacted by a natural disaster, quote, to receive an advance on cost-sharing payments for up to 75% of the cost of emergency measures, the summary said. Recipients must use funds within 180 days after the funds are dispersed. Currently, advance payments are not available under the program. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. The Commerce Department is looking at reducing countervailing and anti-dumping duties on Canadian lumber. As a part of a review of the tariffs, the department has proposed adjusting the rates from a combined rate of around 35% today to around 25%. The duties apply in addition to a 10% national security tariff the Trump administration implemented last year. In two Federal Register notices published yesterday, Commerce issued the preliminary results of the review, which set a 10.66% anti-dumping duty adjusted to between 4.77% and 16.85% for some companies. The proposed countervailing subsidy rate was 14.17%, with West Fraser Mills facing a 15.93% rate and Resolute an 11.7% rate. Take note, Commerce will issue its final results within 120 days. Jose Honduras suggesting that the U.S. and other economies should take a greater interest in protecting global food security by appointing, quote, a national food security advisor to counsel global leaders. We take food for granted, he said, in an event hosted by Semafor on the sidelines of the World Bank and International Monetary Fund spring meetings. Under such an advisor's remit, Honduras said, would be preventing over-reliance on a single choke point for fertilizer. This war, this situation, is showing us how weak we are, he said. The conflict, he said, poses a real risk to farm yields and global food security. Honduras is not alone in his fears. David Laborde, director of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, Agri-Food Economics Division, on Monday called for policies to encourage, not hamper, the movement of fertilizer and food. We are in an input crisis. We don't want to make it a catastrophe, said Laborde. The difference depends on the actions we take. Representative Frank Lucas of Oklahoma, the House Ag Committee chair from 2011 to 2015, told the National Association of Ag Journalists, quote, it wouldn't do a bad job to hold committee top Republican leadership role again in 2027 if current chair Glenn G.T. Thompson successfully passes the 2026 Farm Bill. Procedurally, Lucas would need a waiver from the House GOP Steering Committee to fill the role. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer of Kentucky is planning to hold a full committee roundtable on April 21st on what he describes as the growing use of lawfare against U.S. agriculture. The session titled Farming on Trial will examine how lawsuits, court rulings, and settlements are influencing farm policy and imposing new compliance burdens on producers. What should be fair and consistent enforcement has, in too many cases, turned into federal overreach that places unnecessary burdens on those who feed our nation, says Comer. He was formerly the Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner. The committee will hear from farmers, ranchers, and legal experts who argue that litigation is shaping regulations in ways Congress did not intend. Scheduled witnesses include South Dakota Attorney General Marty Jackley, RCAF USA Private Property Rights Committee Chair Shad Sullivan, and American Stewards of Liberty Executive Director Margaret Byfield. Here's today's final word. I have been in regular communications with my colleagues. This is a decision that will be up to them, and I haven't been shy about my aspirations. But I will say my priority is supporting the ranking member, Angie Craig, the committee, and Congress as a whole. But do keep me in mind. That Democratic Representative Chantel Brown, vice ranking member of the House Ag Committee, on if she's interested in the job of ranking member or chair of the committee next year. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, April 15th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Chap Daly.